Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There's a big football game tonight up in Seattle, and you can hear all the action right here on 1080, on 1080 The Fan, 105.1, home of the Seahawks. Holy catfish. No primetime today. Sorry to disappoint you, but the Seahawks game will be on. And I don't know.
Rotmus continues, huh?
I don't know if I am just drinking my Seahawk Kool-Aid because I've been really high on this team all year, but this is the first game so far of the year that it's like not just must-watch TV, but I am fascinated to see how this goes down. Because you get a slow build, you know, the first 6 to 10 weeks of the season, you're still trying to figure stuff out. Somehow the Packers lose to the Panthers, and you're like, what? That doesn't make sense. But then the Panthers rattle off some win. You're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Now we're kind of like eat it or lose it situation. And I think for the Seahawks, There's a lot on the line in this game, more than just the number one overall seed, I think, and the division. I think it's the narrative around Sam Darnold, and I think it's the narrative around Mike McDonald, too, that is this team ready to take the step? Because the average NFL fan takes a look at Matt Stafford and Sean McVay and goes, oh, I'll take them all day. Now, to be fair, I think they should, but I also think this Seahawk team is in a position kind of flying under the radar where I do think on any given day they can beat any team.
I mean, yeah, they can, certainly. But I think the difference is that with Stafford and McVay, they've done it. Like, that's the thing is that, you know, with Darnold, it's seeing ghosts. With McDonald, it's like, well, you know.
Seeing ghosts, you know, with the Rams, too, at that.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's that it's a lot, and this is an added across sports. You trust what you know. Like, when the Chiefs are kind of spiraling and the Eagles are spiraling, they've earned the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the reality of it. And that's sports in a nutshell, is that, you know, the reason why stories are not because the expected happened. It's the unexpected. Because the expected is, based on what we've seen from Matt Stafford, Sean McVay, and this Rams team, that they will win. That they are the best team in the NFC. I don't think anybody's really arguing that. Now, if you want to say the Seahawks are right there, you can make that argument.
I'm with you. The Rams, for me, are the odds-on favorite for the Super Bowl in any conference. I was talking with Jake, our digital media guy out there, who before the show, and he was kind of saying it too, that we both believe that the Rams are the easiest money to place.
Well, like, here's how
if I had
always
to feel the most confident, it would be on the Rams to win the whole thing. But that doesn't mean they win necessarily tonight.
No, but, you know, one of the things I've wanted to do a lot more of is ask you why. Why? Because I think the old adage is, if you ask why three times, it gets you down to the crux of your belief, whatever it is.
My kids do that, and I lose frequently.
Mm.
But it is true. I've played that experiment before, because the third why, you start to go, well, because I said so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then you start getting to a spot of like, why do I believe that?
I know.
And I would say with the Rams, I look at this and go, I don't start there. The question I ask is, what is their weakness? Not what is their strength. Because for me, when you're talking about the best of the best, you don't start with the strengths, because you know that when you're great, what do you have?
That's the old Michael Scott line from The Office. What are your three strengths? Well, let me start by telling you my three weaknesses.
But I mean, that's the thing, is like, when you are great, things are great. So it's easier to find like where the weaknesses are. Well, if I ask you the Rams, what is their weakness? It's that their quarterback's old. And that anything could happen to him. Outside of that,
their quarterback is old in comparison to the Super Bowl they won, less name brand on the back of the jersey. Doesn't mean they're not as good.
No.
But that team was like a gun for hire team.
Yes, loaded to the gills.
I mean, they had their own guys, but then they were like...
A lot of one-year guys.
Hey, I like you. Why don't you come over here? Hey, I like you. Why don't you come? The Bucks did that too with Brady. And I think that's what's the most surprising about this Rams team is it felt like they mortgaged the future for that Super Bowl.
And somehow they didn't.
And somehow they didn't. That's a testament to Sean McVay. That's a testament to the Hall of Famer and Matt Stafford, no doubt about it. But you're right. I don't know what the weaknesses are. Maybe I can argue outside of Nacua, I don't know the real threat because...
I mean, Devontae before the hamstring went was, you know, pretty damn good.
Agreed, but I'm going to live in the world that I'm going to assume Devonta doesn't play today.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's going to either, but...
I would be a little surprised. I mean, who knows? It's a big game. To where I will take Shahid and JSN as a 1-2 punch any day.
Sure, but I don't think it's a weakness for the Rams because you also have...
I'm stretching for it, too.
Yeah, I know. And, like, you've got Kyren Williams, who does everything for that team. You've got, like, five tight ends on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemingly come up with play after play after play. And Puka is... I mean, JSN's been the best receiver in the NFL. Puka's right behind him.
And I think when you compare these two teams, when I ask you what's the weakness of Seattle, the first thing that comes to your brain is Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I think Sam's had a good year, he's trying to figure out that turnover situation that he's had. And there are times when that offense really, really just clicks and just they can put 40 on anybody. And then I watch them against the Colts. Good defense. Underrated defense on the Indianapolis Colts. Field goals. Six field goals. Like, this is what
and
we're doing.
Sam had chances. We watched that game in the airport. Where it was like, oh. And it was funny. You were like, man, he's not doing anything. And then I think he hit JSN on like three straight passes. No, it was JSN, then Shahid twice.
That Shahid one, I was like, I'll eat those.
Yeah.
I'll eat those words.
It was like three straight passes right after you said it, too. And I was like, well, but then he threw the ball behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been a touchdown.
Would have been a touchdown.
And you're like, okay.
And I think that's where this game will boil down to is.
But to that point, Sam Darnold this year is completing 67% of his passes, 3,400 yards, 22 touchdowns. This is the kicker, though, and this is the bad game is kind of throws this off because let's just give him one interception in that four-interception game. If he only had one interception in that game, he would have 22 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
Tua has 14 and got benched,
yeah.
And so he has 11 total.
He has 11 total, but again, four of those came in that one game.
Sure, sure. And I think that's where this game boils down to is – the Rams just play their game.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks have to be on their game.
Yes.
The Rams, you've seen the Rams in some games. Look at Carolina, for example. That game, they were not playing well. On the road, in Carolina, across the country, that game gets into a shootout. The Rams are not playing well, and they're still in that
right
game.
There.
Now, I've seen the Seahawks in that game as well, against the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have that ability, too. But at the end of that game, the Niners are a great example, too, at the beginning of the year. You don't have the thought in your brain like, Seattle can do this. Not that they can, that they will.
Yeah.
To where if the
it's
Rams...
It's not a negative, no, but it's also not a positive either.
If the Rams are down in this game and Matt Stafford has the ball, I'm like, he's going to do this.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it differs. Seattle has to be on it. Their run game needs to be established. I know you aren't a big fan of the run game in Seattle, and I don't blame you. This might be me being around too many Seahawks fans.
Less of the running backs, more of the offensive line, because you know Cross is going to be out again tonight. So
totally.
it's one of those things.
Ooh, side real quick. Bigger loss, Cross or Adams?
Cross.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
The O-line.
Yeah.
Receivers are receivers.
Yeah, and Sam, I mean, and Stafford makes everybody look good. That's what he does. And with Sam, I mean, neither of these guys are mobile.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what's been Sam's bugaboo his whole career? It's guys getting to him and what he does when the pressure's in his face.
He makes bad choices.
Yeah. Look, it's easy for me to say, yeah, come on, dude, make the play. But it's like, yeah, that's Jared Verse coming off the edge. Good luck.
Yeah, yeah. If you're Seattle, I think you have to get to Stafford.
I mean, that's always the case, but he also has one of the quickest releases in football.
I know. That's why he's a Hall of Famer. That's why he's been doing this for so long. I never thought in my entire life I would sit here on a Thursday and tell you that the best quarterback in the NFL playing right now is Matt Stafford. You know, it just doesn't, as the YouTube chat points out, Hall of Famer Matt Stafford still just doesn't sound right to my brain. Look, the kid always had an arm. He always had an arm.
Just kind of thinking about this real quick. I know this is a bit of a tangent. Outside of Burrow, I mean, Luck got hurt. Cam's out of the league. I mean, yeah, Stafford's the best number one overall pick quarterback in the last 25 years.
Other than Burrow.
I mean, but it, Stafford's better than Burrow.
Career-wise, yeah, so that, far. Yeah, I mean. Yeah, like, yeah. But so, talent-wise, I'll take Joe Burrow.
Oh, sure. But these are your quarterbacks. They're taking number one overall since 2001. Vic, Carr, Palmer, Eli, Alex Smith, Jamar, can't even say it, Stafford, Bradford, Cam, Luck, Jameis, Goff, Baker, Kyler, Burrow, Lawrence, Young.
Yeah, it's Matt. Big time.
It doesn't sit in your head that way, though, does
it's
it?
It's Matt, Joe, and a large drop.
Because before that,
Couch. You say Lawrence?
Yeah, before Vic, it's Couch, so he's easily the best since 99. But before that, it was Manning, Bledsoe, George, Aikman, Testaverde, Elway.
That's a nice route there.
Yeah, I mean, you get a Vinny Testaverde in there who's like, he was good. But Jeff George in there who's good. But, I mean, you've got, you know, Elway, Aikman, Bledsoe, Manning. That's pretty good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.